Okay, we're holding in Siman Samach Zayin in Safek in Kara Kriyashma. Safek in Kara Kriyashma, Chayzev Akere Umevarech Umefaneh Velacharel. Very interesting psak of the Shulchan Aruch. A person has a Safek if he was Kara Kriyashma. So, okay, Safek Diraisa Lechumra. And Legabe, the actual Kriyashma itself, it makes sense that a person needs to go back and say the Shema. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, but not only do you say Shema, but you even go back and say the brachas. And that goes against the normal halachic protocol of Safek bracha, Safek brachas v'hakel. So we'll have to see what the pshat is over here. Al kaponim, that is the dini paskins chayzavakir mevarach lefaneh v'lachareh. Avalim yedea shekara elish mesupikin beirach lefaneh v'lachareh. Eina chayzav mevarach. If he knows that he said Shema, but he's mesupik only about the brachas, then eina chayzer umevarach. Good. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Kriya Shema b'shar. So this is the kasha which the Mishnah Berurah is going to ask right now. B'shar mitzvahs the araisa heichashim mechuyev la'asisa misveika. Pasuk le'elan in hilchos tzitzis siman yud zayin le'inyan tumtum after chayiv the tzitzis. Ubi yordeh reish samachesiv gimel inyan mila bandreginus that he's mechuyev v'chein kol kiyai gavno. So even though legabi the actual mitzvah itself he says you're mechuyev, he paskins the lay yivarech ala mitzvah. Don't make a bracha. Why? Ki habrachas heim derabbanan and esveika lekula. So why over here, legabi birchas kriya shma, do we say you need to say a bracha also? That goes against the norm. Sach yesh paskim shemachalkin ben heicha shahasafik hui mechuyiv klau baha mitzvah. Gigen ayisha kasavnu. One suffix is, am I bechlau obligated in this mitzvah? So our case, we know for a fact that you're mechuyev. And I don't know if I did it. So I know for a fact I'm mechuyev and I don't know if I did it. To us, tzorch levaruch aleh gamkein. So when it comes to a tumtum in tzitzis and androgynous with milah, so then we say, like, I don't even know if you're mechuyev in the mitzvah in the first place. But in a case where you're vadei mechuyev in the mitzvah and we're mesupik as to whether or not you did it, that's even more chamor, and now we paskin, you have to do the brachas also. Now in footnote 1, he explains, bebir achilik, cause of a prima gadim. Im vadei mechuyev bim mitzvah v'le yedeh im asam, yesh k'tas chazok dimi karesh adayin le'asav v'nish'ar chiyuvay olav. So it's ke'ein a chazaka de biyakara. I know this morning I was becheskas mechuyev in mitzvahs kriyashma. And b'makim safik, that's when the chazaka comes along to say that we assume things remain as they were. And you haven't said shema. You have not said shema. That is the assumption. If so, say it with the brachas. Ve'in safik kiyu mitzvah mitzvah de vade chiyuv shahayalov. The fact that I'm a supik, maybe I did it. That's not going to be mitzi, the vaday chiyav, which I had up until now. Masha'ein came with tumtum, and she saw the kim mechuyav klaw. There mesupik, the tumtum is mesupik, is he mechuyav in kriya shma? The androgynous is mesupik, is he mechuyav in mila? So that is the way the Bir Halacha explains this very interesting psak. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, based on this, comes out huge nafkamin is lalacha. Ulafiza, lulav a shefar b'yem rishin. It would come out according to this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. You would have to not only do the mitzvah, but do it with the brachas. Do it with the brachas. The cause of a prima gadim, the mikes of Mishnah Mashim Arash, but the chin magen avram Mashim Bibash, the kaman and tafka pehei, muchach delay sviralu in a chilugzeh. So there are shitas, the prima gadim, b'shem, the kasamish, b'shem, the rashba. They don't hold it as chilek. Ela tamid bli bracha. We always will say safik bracha is lahakel, even though there was this chazaka debi kara that this morning you never said it, and therefore meicha taste the safik is mitzvah nivadai. We always say categorically safik bracha is lahakel. And the gam ha'grab is siman zemuchach deli sfer le chilek zeh. The E Miviole Shefa Ilula Biam Rishn bin Ashmashas Likuli Almanatal Bili Bracha, Kibaza Safik Hu im Chayev Ata Klauba Mitzvahs, So we have a machlekes rishenim as to whether or not we say that the makim, if I know that I was vade machuiv in the mitzvah and a mesipik, if I was mekai in the mitzvah, do we say that you're machuiv not only to do the mitzvah, which everyone says you are, but do we also say you're machuiv in the brachas? According to the Rif and the Rambam, we say yes, and according to the Rashba, we say no. But it's mashma from the Mishnah Berurah that he's going like the Rashba, like the Gra, that we always see suffik brachas l'hakol, which, by the way, is interesting because we know usually the Sardim are more machmir when it comes to suffik brachas l'hakol. According to the Rambam, the person says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehi B'dvarei. They don't drink anything, but they're so nisoyer, you know, from the nefleis haboyrei, and they say Shehakol Nehi B'dvarei. So according to the Rambam, that's nisad yiraisa. According to the Baalei Tosfos, the Rashi, that's only nisad rabbanan. That's why Sfardim very often are more machmir suffik brachas l'hakel. Suffik brachas l'hakel, mentioned before many times. Sabal, right? They say sabal. It's not such a common expression by the Ashkenazim, but by the Sfardim, because they take suffik brachas. And here we say that they hold this chilik, and therefore suffik brachas l'hachmir in this case. That's what comes out according to the Shulchan. It'd be fascinating to see if that's actually the hanhaga of the Sfardim l'maisa in all these cases. You're mesipik if you took lula first day, or your yetzah in Tzkiyah Sefer, first day Rosh Hashanah, and so on. Would we say do the mitzvah again with the brachas?
I mean, the end of it is it's very hard to imagine somebody making you swear Sefer and then not blowing.
No, but let's say he's mesipik if he was yetzah. Right, he's mesipik if he was yetzah v'chlal. You know, for whatever the reason, you know, or he's mesipik if he was, you know, if his lulav was dazzle or wasn't dazzle, or if he wanted to have cut them before, you know, there could be other types of speakers. So according to this psak, it should come out in all these cases, you do it again with a bracha. So he said, "Chayzav kirim mevarach aleh atam dekaymal and kriyishma diarais klim hadach sivdi bar devam mishivtachu veisachal keapash zu gufa shechayav ledaber boy." B'shas shchiva v'amida, meaning that which it says v'yu advar me'el hashenach imitzav chayim al bavecha, and so on b'shut chavei secha shach v'chav kemecha, is referring to this actual parasha. Might have said it's just referring to divrei Torah, but it's in Kalali. He says no, it's going on this actual parasha. Well, avigav ibn istapik in kara oylav chayv lach zevlikris kechol sveike diraisa. And we say to him, "Avarech lecha calls a davke b'shle avar zman kriyashma." This that we say that you see the brachas also again according to this psak of the Rif and the Rambam. That not only do you see shma nachamal, but you see the brachas. This is only so long as le avar zman kriyashma. Avo b'de avar zman krishol gimel shoyis. So I'm not only mechuyev in kriyashma. Shivainim Mavarech Lilifanav Lilach Ramach Mesopik, the Su Avri Sveik Drabon, and my whole Chiyav in Kriyishma, anyway, is only a Chiyav Midrabon now. And then he says, Avalzei, you know, it is man Zachiris Yitzis Mitzrayim Mimshachach Hakach Gamkin. The obligation of being Mask Yitzis Mitzrayim continues. And the, we mentioned previously that the Minat Torah, there is no fixed time of is the Chiris Yitzis Mitzrayim, and its Zman is the entire day long. Just that they were Mesakim Nechatchila to say it at the time when you say Kriyishma also. But Lamaisa, the Zman of Yitzis Mitzrayim, continues Midyarites the whole day. But after the fourth hour, they were not Mesakim Nechatchila. At least you should say a pasuk of Yetzias Mitzrayim to be Yetzah, right? But meaning you don't have to necessarily say that particular pasuk to be Yetzah Mitzrayim. You can say anything, any pasuk which is Maski Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mentioned a similar thing, Legabi Havdalah. In order to be Yetzah Havdalah, we said if you get into a taxi, you know, it's Yisrael, and an irreligious taxi driver picks you up, it's Kedai to say to him, Shavua Tov. So that he responds to you, Shavua Tov, and this way he's made Epesah Havdalah, right, on some type of a level, you know? As opposed to saying, Manyanim, doesn't necessarily do the trick. Isa brachas David Gimel Amid Bei Shim Amar Halacha Shem Muzka But Yitzias Mitzrayim Yatzbei Chavis Mitzvah Vesational Schir, a similar type of concept. Because of Magen Avraham Madira Lee, this is a famous psak of the Magen Avraham with a famous kasha. The Magen Avraham says, "Venirli the kol shekeinim amar shiras hayam deyasa." One is mekayim the mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim by mentioning shiras hayam. That is the psak of the Magen Avraham. Chasam sefer pala yozeh. What do you mean? The bekarak sefer lamantis kares yoyim tseischa. You need to remember Tezvav, the day that you left Mitzrayim. And we lay die by Masha Yizka Shavar Hayam, the Hiskimimai, the Shver, Hagein of Kiveger. Kiveger was the Chassam Sefer Shver. In his second marriage, he married the daughter of Kiveger. The Hiskimimai, Hagein of Kiveger, the Chidush of Ein Shom. I think what some say is Pshat in the Magen Avraham is it's only by the Shir Sayam that we realize kind of what happened. It was only then that we were called Geulim, like the Ramban says. The Ramban says that we were not called Geulim until we crossed the Yamsuf, because, you know, we still had the fear of our adversaries chasing after us, and it was really considered to be that we left Mitzrayim good and proper after the Yamsuf. The Miyotze Yidei Azchir Behirhor, as to whether or not one is Yetza with Hiror, I'm the Behetza B'Shem of Isaac, Prima God, Mistapik Bezev, Shakazar, Yeherach, Lechich, Mishah, Samas, Ve'ena Yetza, Yedin Chriva, Behiror. He says, you are not Yetza, this obligation is Zechir, Sitzis, Mitzrayim, by just thinking about the fact that we left Mitzrayim. There's an interesting psak of Rabbi Yashiv, he quotes over here, number 7. He says like this, Ve'afke Shemaz Kir Yetzias Mitzrayim Befib. So when you say the Parsha of Ayyomer, every morning, and really when you do that, you're being yotz to the mitzvah to say the araisa of leman tiskes yem tischem eretz mitzrayim. Zok tov yashiv tzarech shiyaz kirena gam beliboy. You need to think about it. Vim einay sam leiv klal shemazker ati yitzias mitzrayim ein zu zechira klal. Remembering means you've remembered it, but if you've just said it on autopilot and you're not thinking about what you're saying, that's not called a zechira, says Rabbi Yashiv. That is a big chumrah of Rabbi Yashiv. I say a big chumrah, it's just a big chumrah in that, you know, we think, you said it. And that Rabbi Yashiv says, nay, you have to think about it, because there's no, that's heisnishkin zechira. Zechira means I've thought about it. What's that?
It's over.
Yeah, exactly.
Rabbi
Yashiv
says the dibur is necessary, or just the
hero? He says the dibur is necessary, like the Vishabur says, but he's coming to be meisiv that it's insufficient to merely be mahar, to merely say, you have to be some al halev. It's quite logical if you say that one, I'll remember. You know, it means you need to kind of be cognizant about it, you need to think about it. Whereas, you know, his Adim, right, Rav Chaim disagrees. Daskin Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shekivin Shehizke Befiv Yotze Deyachiva Gam Im Beliba Leizachar. So Machlekes as to whether or not the Machlekes when it says the Lashon of Zechira, does Zechira require remembering in your heart, or is it sufficient to just be Mazkir Bepeh? He also quotes afterwards from the Pri Chodesh that there is a concept of Shemer Ka'ina when it comes to this obligation of zechira. Zechira does not mean necessarily that I articulate it myself. One can be yetze with a shemer ka'ina. Now, he says, "Upasha b'gibar de gamba layla tzach lahazkir yetzias Mitzrayim." So, to at night, one needs to remember yetzias Mitzrayim. V'gam v'ayim b'prim megad v'mishem mistapek imud yiraisa derabanan. So we've said you need to remember every single day Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, fine. Do I need to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night? Yes. Is that the Araisa or is that the Rabbanan? So the Pri Megadim is mistapic about that. I mean, we mentioned Velezachisi Shutam Yetzias Mitzrayim, Belelezai Shidrasha Ben Zayma. But Al Kapanim, the Pri Megadim is still mistapic. If it's the Araisa or the Rabbanan. So the Nafkamina will be, if I'm a Supik, if I was masking, it says Mitzrayim at night, do I need to say it again or not? Now there's another very interesting Nafkamina which the Prima Gadim says, and that is, if the obligation to be masking, to be Zechis Mitzrayim is day and night, then it would come out that it's a mitzvah to say she'ein hazman grama, and women would be mechuyavos in it midiraisa. Whereas if it only applies during the day but not at night, women would only be mechuyav in it midrabanan. That is a second afkamina. Ein shama b'shagas aryeh simin cheskas behedya dehu diraisa. Shagas aryeh is his obligations diraisa. Chayv lahaske b'zman shu laila v'adai v'lei kodem. Very interesting. Meaning, if you say Kriya Shema and Shul before Nacht, says the Shagas Ari, you have not been Yetzir Chiyav of being Zeich Yetzir Mitzrayim Balelis. It's got to be when it's Laila Vadei Velei Kodem Al Kain and His Kibin Hashemash Reskin Shesparo Kodem Teis Lekachavim Loi Yatsa Yedei Chivasei. And the Ben Hashemash Sveiku, who is Sveiku Diraisa Lachumra, Chin Mashma Me'aramam, Be'gal of Milchus Kriya Shema Du Diraisa, Kmesh Kasa Prima Gadam Atzmai. So here, very interesting, here the Mishnah Berurah is only quoting Mishagas Aryeh, that you must say, you must be Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim when it's Laila Vadei, not Ben Hashmashes. He points it over here in footnote 9. He says that later on in Simon Reish Lamed Hey, there originally he brings the Magen Avram. And the Magen Avram says in his Yetzias Mitzrayim Shalayla Kishmes Fala Arviz Mi Bud Yehim, Yotze Deicheva. And the Magen Avram says, you are Yetza. It's not a din in Vade Laila. And therefore, once you've said it, if you said it after Plag, you are Yetza. There, the Mishnah Berurah Ela Shehoisiv Sheshagas Arya Herach Bezeh Vehela Lalach Shalay Yotze. So there he brings both theirs. But interesting here, the Mishnah Berurah says them like the Shagas Arya. Fine. So we said that you need to say it both before and afterwards. I think, you know, maybe just because we are a bit behind and trying to do at least two pages a day, we'll move on to the next siman and see if we can do this one also, at least some of the Mishnah Berurahs. Yesh makemei siman samaches shel hafsik bepiyutin. Yesh makemei shemafsikin bebirchas kriya shma lemer piyutin. Some places, sometimes they are mafsik to say piyutim. And the nochin linoya excuse me, the nochin linoya mila omram mishum da havi hafsik. So says the shochnach b'shem the Rambam and the Ramah that it is inappropriate to say piyutim, it is considered to be a hafsik. Says the Ramah, v'yeishemim de'ein isur b'davar. There's no isur as such. The Ramah says this is the minig, this is what people do. Again, we mentioned before there are differences in the Ramah. If he says v'cheinayagim or nagu, or this is what you should do, but he says this is what everyone does in all the places. But he says v'mekel v'ene emram layifsid. But if a person is mekel not to say piyutim, you're not losing out. Umikol makim layasik b'shum davar afilu b'divrei Torah also lahafsik v'lasik kol zman shetzibur em piyutim. You should not be alerting Torah, certainly bepeh, out loud, during piyutim. The kolshkin jasal darba shum sicha b'teila. Means you're not allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Birchus Krishma anyway. So certainly not to be mafsik with any other dibur. You can't say, well, they're saying various piyutim, so I can go ahead and shmooze. Let me call mark and Mishal Lemed Aide hear her, Sharebe Sefer Mahara, less Bey Isura. To hear a lot of dibur dummies. If a person, I mean, it's happened to me a couple of times where I haven't brought a machzer along, right? And I don't have a machzer to be able to say the piyutim.
Don't know
them
by heart.
Don't know them by heart. So I'll take out a sefer, and I will learn. I'll be here. Now he goes on to say, Elish mitich kach yavoyu ledaber v'yavoyu ledei hafsik. Now he says, and again, this would depend, I would think, what you're learning. If you're learning the type of thing where the derech is to learn Bekil Ram, you know, you're learning Gemara, and so on, and then there is this concern that you might come to be mafsik. The best thing to do is to say it together with the tzibur, and so on. Let's take a look in, this is an interesting Sifkatan Dalad. We said, therefore, Ein la'adam, a person should not be perished from the tzibur. Umayreinu harav chayim bital kasa b'shem hari. And so on. And we come back him. Heyid benoi shel marina reb chaim vital al aviv shukshahayesh liachtibra v'kal v'yamim neiroyim hayeim akala v'iduyim v'chala piyutim. You would do all of the various piyutim v'yishma chacham v'meni yikach chachma musa haskel shalei l'shanas ha-minhagim. Don't start changing minhagim. U'bishla herach b'shein ge'oinim sh'mitzvah leim repiyutim. He says you should see the piyutim v'kushe piyit Reb Elazar v'chayes ha-shehena merubayis l'kisei liata eish svivaysa v'ayin sham. Okay, amnam hamin hagim shenogu b'shorshi ha-tzvila l'kuli alma ein l'shanes kalechad v'minig m'kaymai. So here the Mishnah Berurah makes a point of mentioning about can a person change his minig, his nusach. And that he says l'kuli alma ein l'shanes kalechad v'minig m'kaymai k'gein minusach Ashkenaz. L'svarad, aylefach. You don't change from one nusach to the other nusach. V'chol ki aygavna ki shneim asay sh'arim mishamayim neged shneim asay shvatim v'chol shevet yishli sharu minag levad. Every single shevet has its particular shar, its way of connecting, and so on. Within yindina, ashkenazim amispalim amasfardim aylefach yotzi de chivas tfila. Kol derag b'minhagim shenagi b'shoshu atzvila v'mash niska b'gemara b'dibri apayiskim shalomdim ha-gemara hu shav l'kol v'ein reshus l'shum adam linag minhagi. Any minag which goes against something which is mentioned in Shas, for sure a person is not able to change from. So he mentions over here in footnote 6, he says, v'chein v'ule ben Ashkenaz l'shanes mi mifta Ashkenazi l'mifta Svaradi. So can you change from your minhag Ashkenazi to an Israeli pronunciation, which is often the case? Kosov Nesaitlo, and the Minchas Yitzchak, and Rav Moshe, and Rosh Lama Zalman, and Rav Yashiv. She'asal Hashanez me'amivta she'nagu avayisav v'yej b'zeh mishim al titesh. Shehu adin she'ben svarad lo yishan le'mivta Ashkenazi. So Svaradi wants to sound more like an Ashkenazi. He's not allowed to. You are a Svaradi. You have to pronounce like a Svaradi. Your mysterious obvious is Ashkenazi. You're not allowed to say, well, I'm in Israel now. I'm going to go and change and then speak like Nusach Israeli. Can't do that. When you speak in the street, you can, but not when you daven. The Eilu Shebachu Lahachlev Esamivta Lahavaras Svaradit. He writes from Rav Tzvi Pesach Shevadi She'in Ruach Chachamim Neichem Yizeh Shechlifu Esamivta Shekibu Mavisim. Better not telling them anything because they won't necessarily listen. And mutav shushegi in value mezidin. Umi kol makim ben Ashkenaz hamispalo b'havaras svaradit. Kosev Reb Chaim Kineski shiyetzi v'chayva v'af im maskeshim shemayim b'havarazu. So after the kach they say you're not yotza. There we don't say you're not yotza, but you're not supposed to do so even when it comes to Shem Hashem. And so when he goes on to say, "Ach im ach es shem Hashem yema ba'avar Ashkenazis," I don't know if anyone noticed, but there was a fellow who got an aliyah Shabbos Mincha, and he pronounced in a havara svaradit. He's Ashkenazi. Shem Hashem. He said with a comments pronounced, and so on. Let's say the parents will say, look, you're going to start to do this Ashkenazi nonsense. I'm not going to do that. I want my kids to be able to just speak like Israelis and so on. And I'm going to send to a Chiloni school instead. So the stipler said, here we have a concept of Eislas, Eislashem. Then you could do so. So said Rosh Lama Zalman. La'olim chadashim yirusya shuregilam ladarbe b'havara svaradit. Ein lahatridam lispal b'havara ashkenazis mishim sha'olol levalbalam. These poor chevra came from Russia. They finally made it here. They're starting to speak the language. You're going to make them crazy. Now you have to pronounce this way and speak that way. You know, leave them alone. That you don't need to do. That's too much. The So you grew up with Ashkenazi pronunciation. You're a Sephardi and you grew up in an Ashkenazi kehila, and now you want to go back, or vice versa. Again, it says the stipler Shlomo Zalman of Yashiv, the Arutzin and Arutzin Abishol Shiach Alahamshich Lespal Benes Chshbeichuna. You're allowed to continue to do so. Uben Ashkenaz Arid Tzlashana says Nisach Tefilas Minisach Sephard Minisach Ashkenaz. What if you want to change over? You become more Hasidish and you want to daven Nisach Sephard. Das Chazanish Minisach Sephard Yochal Lashanas Minisach Ashkenaz. Okay, Mr. Ikar Nisach Minisach Ashkenaz Vavis Avis of Hei Mishashino. The Chayin Kars of Beshut Igros Meishas. So both the Chazon Ish and Rav Meishas say to go from Nesach Svar to Ashkenaz you can. Rubir Sham Shad Shis Pashta Chasidus Hisparlu Kulam Nesach Ashkenaz Vem Kedin Ish Mishan Lenusach Ashkenaz Leinach Shiv Shishina Shad Rabo Avayis of Heim Shishina Nesach Svarad Vuchayis of Hisparlu Kemesh Hispal Avayis Avayisav and so on. There's a whole, you know, two more big columns about these things, very interesting, about trying to keep to your
minhagim.
So gerim, I usually tell gerim, look at which kehila you're going to be shaykh to. You know, if someone's megayer, number one, it makes sense to kind of look at the person. The person is some kind of an Ashkenazi person as such. You come from Eastern Europe and so on. But certainly if they're going to be shaykh to a kehila, which is primarily like that, then that's what they would do.